We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Hello and welcome to Eddie's Wall live on Facebook. We are filming here at the Transworld Snowboarding Studios in Southern California. Before we get started, I want to remind everybody that this is also a podcast. So if you don't have time to watch the entire episode on your computer, feel free to download the podcast from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can download it and listen to it when you're driving to work or doing the dishes or whatever. So it's just another kind of convenient way to, listen to the show. If you are happening to watch this live right now, the best part about it is that it's interactive. So I can see all your comments and questions on my computer, so please feel free. The more questions and comments, the better, and we'll get them answered by our guest. And speaking of our guest, today we have someone that you might know from multiple video parts. Just to name a few, he's in Whitey's Happy Hour. That was one of the first kind of coming onto the scene videos that he did. And then he went on to Derelictica Films, the Forum movie That, and then the DC Mountain Labs, Must Be Nice from DC, and then MacDog Double Decade, and web series Polar Opposites with Devin Walsh, and of course now he just finished up filming for the Wildcats, Wildcats Never Die. This dude has amazing style in the backcountry and is also just a fucking kick-ass dude to hang out with. So please put your hands together for Mr. Ika Backstrom. What's up, buddy? That's not awkward at all. Oh, this crowd. I love this crowd. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
And cut it. Okay. So, Ika, how are you, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Yeah? Originally from Finland.
Yeah.
But now you live about 2 miles away from here.
A little bit more than that, but yeah.
A little more, like four.
Let's say five.
Well, let's kind of start from the beginning. I mean, you growing up in Finland, very small mountains, but it's good for kind of lapping the park, right?
Yeah, you take a lap, it takes about 30 seconds.
And it's just a tow rope?
Yeah, tow rope, hit a jump, hit another little feature, and then you're back on the tow rope.
Kind of, so it's funny.
Just lapping, you go out like after school for 2 hours, you take maybe like 80 laps.
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's funny because I think a lot of people, especially originally, thought, you know, a lot of guys coming out of Scandinavia, Finland and Sweden and Norway, and the mountains there are not very big.
Yeah.
It's similar to, you know, like almost the East Coast of the States. But you guys get really good
at jumping, not so much turning.
Okay. Yeah. There's always the struggle with entering the powder world.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that, but I don't want to jump too far ahead. You were first. Oh, let me make sure. Let's see here. Okay, cool. You were first. Looking at my notes here. Sorry, folks. You grew up riding with Eero Niemelä, Eero Etelä, and Lauri Heiskari. Was that kind of your main crew?
Yeah, we had a bunch of other Finns too, and just like a tight crew of friends and lapping the park and having fun, being kids.
And when did you guys all start riding together and skating together and stuff?
I started skating first, but I think I met those guys a little after I started snowboarding. So it would be like 14
years old. I was kind of talking to Jeremy Jones about this with meeting JP when they were really young.
Yeah.
And I mean, how is that coming from a relatively small country on the other side of the world from where the main snowboarding industry is, and all kind of growing up just having fun together and then slowly getting sponsored together and then turning pro together and even riding for some of the same teams and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of a trip. You just start out, but we all kind of wanted to become pro.
Yeah.
But there was no, like, plan. I mean, we wanted to turn pro, but there was no, like, strict, okay, we're going pro, we're going to do this, whatever, but it just all of a sudden happened, and all of a sudden we were, like, completely on the other side of the world, and it's like, holy shit, you're here too.
Yeah.
That's this is sick, and it ended up riding with Lowry a bunch, and Eero, and, like, everyone.
Yeah, and now Eero Niemelä, he's your roommate here, and Lowry and you were obviously on Forum together and on
DC
together.
Yeah.
Awesome. So How did you first kind of get noticed and get sponsored coming from such a small area?
We all like competed together, half pipe. Mm-hmm. And then I was in the Finnish national team, I guess.
Yeah.
Somewhat. I went on the camps and whatever. And Mark Ukoski actually asked me if I had a sponsor. I'm like, oh, not really. I get kind of hooked up by, it was Scott USA at the time.
Yep.
And he's like, would you be interested in getting clothes from Quiksilver? And I was obviously down.
Yeah.
Anything free at that point.
Yeah.
And so I just went on a few trips with Quiksilver and instantly I started getting boards from GNU. Then flew to the States for 2 weeks, which ended up being 2 months. Whoa. And that's when we filmed for Happy Hour.
And that was your first time ever coming to the U.S.?
Yeah.
Whoa. And how old were you?
16.
16. Oh, my gosh. So you were in...
I instantly quit school.
Did you?
Yeah. Pretty much. No, I tried like half-assed.
Whoa. Okay. So I never knew that. And then so Happy Hour was your definite like just... Everyone knew you after Happy Hour. So you had the famous... I'm sure a lot of people who are watching this saw the credits to that.
Yeah,
which was
including my parents.
Which is just you completely blacked out. Mm-hmm. And nominated for Rockstar of the Year that year for Trans World Riders Bowl.
That was a wild night.
So
little guy in a big world. A little bit too much free vodka.
Were you stoked on that and that they put?
I mean,
all
I didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
it was whatever. All fun for me, but
yeah,
there's a lot of people that did care about it. I was like, and I heard a lot of bad comments about it, and
yeah,
but I mean, I knew myself, and
yeah,
I was just having fun, and I was a little bit blackout drunk.
Yeah,
caught on tape, busted,
busted. So from there, you went on to you were on Sims for a bit and Planet Earth,
yeah, Sims. And after that, got on Genius with you and Peter.
Yep.
And then,
How did that end up happening? Like, who approached you about Genius?
Probably Peter.
Yeah.
I would think it would be Peter. I don't really remember.
Yeah.
Blurry times.
Yeah, blurry times.
And then Genius kind of went under, right?
Yeah.
And everyone switched over to the forum, and I wrote forum for a year then.
Yeah, it's funny because I always pictured you, I always just thought you were on forum for longer, but you were.
No, just one season.
Just one season. And then
then my contract came up, and then it was like, they kind of told me they're going to concentrate on Lowry. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go and find something else. And
right.
And DC came on.
Right, right, right. And I think at that time, too, well, had you been riding DC boots before that, or were you headed to a forum?
No, it's hit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now it's Planet Earth clothing still, and then right. I was on forum boards and...
Boots.
I don't know if I even... Yeah, I was on forum boots.
Okay.
And bindings, yeah.
Actually, Gunson, do you have some of those days? We have, let's see if we can bring this up. We have a little slideshow, if you look right here. We're gonna try to bring up this.
That's me.
That's Ika with a dick drawn on
dick
your forehead.
On my forehead.
I think that's in Japan.
Classy.
Maybe during one of like the VAT tour.
Yeah.
That's in Japan. What's this one? Ika and Cole Barish.
Cole Barish. Always the best times.
I don't know where that. I think that's actually in Mexico. And then the filming with that. And then let's see. I think we had some other ones here. Oh, Boozy the Clown. That was a Halloween that we spent together in Laguna.
Oh,
in Laguna Beach. Cool. And random naughty nurse there.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, we got naughty police. Oh, Chris Duffacy. Ika, wife beater.
Wife beater, very cool.
And then, this was in Bjorkliden.
Oh, yeah.
Filming for DC.
Sweden.
Yeah, so anyways, a little, throwback there.
Okay.
Let's see what's... Okay, we got a question. Brad Kramer. If this is the real Brad Kramer, or Brad Kramer we know, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Ask Ika about his first time snowmobiling in Sonora Pass. Well, hello, Brad. Thank you for watching. Brad Kramer, big big inspiration to all of us.
He helped me a lot.
Okay, and first time snowmobiling in Sonora Pass. Let's hear it.
I was doubling with Brad, and he just kept whipping me around. I was flying off the snowmobile, and pretty good times. I remember Whitey was there snowmobiling, too, and he kept getting stuck, and all we can hear, like, just all of a sudden you hear, "We fucking landed on the moon! Landing in the moon 50 fucking years ago, still can't make a snowmobile that doesn't get fucking stuck." It's pretty funny. But yeah, that was the first time. I don't think I ever rode the snowmobile. I was just doubling with Brad, and he was a good snowmobiler back there.
That's awesome.
That was fun.
Taylor Boyd, what's up with your mini ramp and how do you get an invite? Yeah, he has a pretty kick-ass mini ramp in his backyard.
Hit me up.
All right, hit him up. Well, Taylor's...
The mini ramp is there. It's a little bit in rough condition these days. I got some skate light for it that I got to pick up. But, yeah. Come and skate.
Yeah, talking about your skating, I mean, you've skated a lot throughout your whole life. I think you're a really good skateboarder. Is your passion just always been in skating? Did you start off skating?
I started skateboarding first, and then... started snowboarding, which is funny. I started skateboarding goofy, and there was only regular snowboards, so I snowboard regular. I'm one of those guys.
Wait, what do you mean there was only regular snowboards?
They didn't have a goofy snowboard set up.
Were you, like, when you first got a snowboard?
Yeah, it's actually the resort that UC grew up riding. I went to the rental place, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, you're a regular."
You're sure? You're
like, yeah, you are. I can tell.
You're like... Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you skate goofy and you snowboard regular.
And surf regular.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah, I've been thinking. I am probably goofy.
Right.
Like, I probably should be snowboarding goofy.
Right. Do you find yourself... do you find it easier to maybe do some switch tricks? Because I guess it depends, because everybody has, like, their switch tricks
in
that are easier.
In snowboarding, like, taking off and landing is a little easier. Switch.
Right.
Oh, I mean... Not easier than regular, but
right.
It feels a little more natural. Riding switch is always riding switch. It always feels weird.
Right.
Because your setup is, you're not set up.
Like, right. Perfectly. Well, what
and
about
I haven't ridden.
In skating? Do you think being snowboarding regular foot is, because to me, it's so mind bending to skate goofy and to surf and snowboard regular.
Like, yeah,
it makes no sense to me.
I know, me either.
So in skating, can you do some switch tricks? Do you think a little easier or not really?
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Switches. I don't even bother trying switch.
Same
anymore.
Here. Yeah.
It's like, why make it?
I'm not going to
look
enough.
Ugly.
Yeah. I'm like, I should probably try to get like okay at skating regular before
same.
I try a mob right. switch flip.
What am I going to do with this switch kick flip? Right on. That was ugly.
Damon Gignac. Great question. How and when did the friendship begin with you and Devin? And because to me from, you know, just we've known each other for a long time, but I think that when you kind of first started filming with Devin, because before that, I mean, you were hitting tons of park jumps. You were hitting a lot of street rails and kind of doing what we were all doing. And then when you met Devin, I felt like you just flip switched and you were like, all right, I'm gonna do what Devin does.
I was way into the streets because that's what we had in Finland.
Yeah.
And when I started riding with him, it was year before that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I need to start riding backcountry if I want to keep up with him, and I really like riding with him, and then I feel like the feeling was mutual, maybe. I'm not sure.
No, I think Devin definitely kind of took you under his wing.
Yeah. So we got along, and then it was like, rock, I'm going to spend the time that I spend hitting street rails, going to spend that time riding the mountain. And like, because I didn't grow up riding powder or anything like that. So
right.
I needed some, like, needed to ride around, to warm up, you know?
Right.
So I guess that's where it kind of came from. I took a couple of really bad slams on some street rail that really definitely, like, kind of made me think about it, too. And then the last nail in the coffin was when I was flying back from a Zumiez 100K, like, the thing in Colorado. I was flying back, and I was on the flight with Arto Sari. No big deal.
No big deal. I think I remember that Zumiez, because wasn't he blacked out and, like, Yep. We found him in the ditch. Like almost with hypothermia.
Exactly. We were drinking Jaeger. Still can't drink that to this day. he was going through a snowboard magazine. He's like, dude, snowboarding's pretty cool when you guys are in the mountains, but why the fuck do you come to our spots?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know.
You're like, well, I'm never going to go to one again. So, I could see that. I think a lot of skateboarters are kind of confused.
Called out by Arto Saari, my biggest hero.
I think it's more like they're just confused as to like,
but that wasn't like the reason.
If you can be in these amazing mountains, like what are you doing down in the city?
I still respect the streets.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, you're watching Eddie's Wall. We're here at the Transworld Snowboarding Studios with our guest, Ika Backstrom. Please comment in your questions. The more the better. We love questions and we'll get them answered for you. And again, if you don't have time to watch this, we do have a podcast. All the episodes are on a podcast, so please feel free to download those. Also, real quick, shout out to Pizza Port for bringing us these beers today, because these are really good. This one's called the Kook Double Indian Pale Ale, which is pretty rad.
I just got a Pilsner.
Yeah, so.
Delicious.
You know, I mean, it's 1:15 p.m. Come on, guys. So.
And Thursday.
Yeah, and a Thursday. You know, it's time to start this weekend off. Well, real quick, before we get to a couple of these other questions, you know, talking about Devin, I always thought, you know, you were talking about street rails and how they're really gnarly and easing into the backcountry. But the one thing I had always thought is when I was hitting handrails, and this is a funny thought, but when we were filming handrails, I always realized, hey, at least we're in a city. So we're within about 10 minutes of the nearest hospital. Yeah. So I was like always conscious of that. But in the backcountry, I would get pretty freaked out because I'm like, okay, if I get super injured out here, it's going to be a while before I get help.
You need to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
It's definitely not the best place to get hurt.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it happens and you got to be ready for it and you need to just stay calm and smart.
Yeah. And the good thing too is that Whistler, where you film a lot, has cell service. So, does it or no? Maybe not where you're going now, because you have to go deeper.
You're
going to
go pretty deep. Yeah. We got satellite phones.
Okay.
We know the areas where there's going to be cell service, so everyone kind of knows what to do if shit goes down.
Yeah.
But there's been some bad situations.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, war. Yeah, definitely. Okay, couple questions. Jerry Lee Sasseroth. Did you ever feel that trying to ride backcountry with those guys improved your riding?
Definitely.
Yeah.
For sure, 100%.
Yeah. What was it like in the beginning when you were kind of new to landing in powder and hitting some of these big step, like the Devin pat downs and stuff?
Yeah, I hated step downs. I'm like, I can't see anything, but then I just learned it's so much more fun hitting step downs.
Yeah.
I would be like perfect in the air and just bah, 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 bah. So like, once in a blue moon, I'd ride out of the thing. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. How was that? Obviously, you looked up to Devin a lot, and then all of a sudden, you guys are just like, you know, homies filming together every day. You know, how was that experience?
It was trippy, but it was like just all like natural. He'd never made a big deal out of it, about it, and I don't know. We got along well.
Yep.
We were into the same kind of snowboarding. Well, I got into the same kind of snowboarding he's into. And then we started riding a lot. And then we were in the same team. So we were traveling. We were doing all this stuff together. And it was pretty natural.
At what point did he kind of bring you into the Wildcats crew? Or did you technically?
It was kind of like similar.
Yeah.
Same era.
Time.
Yeah. Because I always hung out with Pavel, and Pavel was a Wildcat.
Right.
So,
is there some sort of an initiation or a party, or is it just kind of like, oh yeah, at some point they're like, oh yeah, he's a Wildcat.
Yeah, it kind of happens.
It just kind of like happens.
Like we hung out with all those guys, and all of a sudden they got us these like Wildcat, little metal things.
Yeah, like a pin or something.
Yeah, no, for a chain.
Oh, for
what is it called? Like a.
Like a medallion or
whatever it is.
It's a gang, basically.
Yeah. It was sick.
Okay, David Blackwell, how many times have you thrown snow into your face because someone with a camera told you to?
come on, Brad. Brad did that to me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that was one time.
One time. That's it.
He's like, just throw the snow on your face. One more time. I was just filming the whole time. I didn't get it.
Chase Catania. What's your favorite place to ride in Tahoe, resort and backcountry?
Don't really ride backcountry in Tahoe anymore. So that would be Sonora, because it's the only place I've been to.
Sonora. Kind of close.
I don't even ride there. Ever, really?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to North Star. It's a pretty fun park.
Yeah, North Star is a super fun park. I like Kirkwood. Kirkwood's the jam.
Really?
Yeah, it's like this resort way down south.
I rode...
south,
like,
and really good backcountry. Or like...
What's that one place that people ride powder at?
Oh, like, what, Squaw?
Yeah, Squaw. I rode Squaw once. It's horrible conditions, but that place was...
Squaw once. Horrible.
No, the conditions were so bad, but it seemed like it would have some fun stuff to ride, for sure.
Yeah. Squaw's amazing. And then backcountry...
I wish like, Tahoe got more snow. Yeah. I guess this year is better.
Yeah. It went through a pretty bad dry spell for a little bit there, but, yeah. I mean, Red Lakes and Blue Lakes has a lot of...
I would love to hit those jumps. They look so cool. Like with all everything in Tahoe looks cool with the trees and it just looks different than Whistler.
There's just all empty and open. Yeah. Jerry Lee Sassaroth. Have you ever been in a fist fight and do you sneeze on your fists to do poison damage?
Yeah, I guess sneeze into your fist or
would people do that? What is that?
I don't know.
Or maybe it's like if you sneeze on your fist and then you punch someone in the face, it's like, I don't know. That's a weird, interesting question, but thank you.
Have I ever been in a fist fight?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Not really.
No.
In school, it was more of a slap fight.
Yeah, yeah.
We tried to go fist, but I was scared to actually hurt.
I hate you, but I don't want to hurt you.
I don't fuck around with that shit.
No, yeah.
Dude, I'll get my ass kicked for sure.
Yeah.
And there's no point of being around that shitty fighting scene.
Yeah.
I always leave.
Yeah, I agree. Donnie Stevens. Hey, Donnie, how you doing? Anyway, we can queue up Iman's Raya dating app video.
Thanks, Donnie.
Thanks for that question, Donnie. I love it. Can we do that?
No.
Oh, man. Well,
Donnie's an idiot.
Donnie, thank you for that question. Ika, what's Raya? Can you explain that for the people who don't know?
Oh, it's a dating app.
It's a dating app, but I've heard that it's like Tinder, but you actually have to be approved to be on it. Like
it's pretty fucking hilarious.
You have to like look
hot
or something.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't want
to
talk about
it. You have to be pretty cool. I don't want to. He's like moving right along.
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
All right, Robert Wallner. Who has more style on a snowboard, Devin or Ika? Ika's like, clearly me.
That's a tough question. I'm glad you asked that.
I'm glad you asked that so we can clarify. He's like...
I think Devin, obviously. He's the fucking style master. I just copy his shit.
No, but yeah, you guys have epic stees. Tom, John, Hogg, Lena, Twitz. This is awesome. We get a lot of the same people coming in week after week with the questions, so thank you. What's your favorite color? Good question.
Oh, black, red.
Black and red. There you go. Drew Williams, Ika, do you still drink beer and yell obscenities like your part in Happy Hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing has
changed. Drinking beer. Okay. Brian McDonald, what's your favorite video part that you've ever filmed? That's a good question.
Favorite video part?
Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry. Okay. Favorite video part ever filmed?
Probably my... the Mac Dog part probably was one of my favorite.
In
the worst
decade?
Song in the world.
Double Decade?
Yeah,
I can't
even watch it.
Whip it good.
Thanks, Brad Kraber. Love you.
But yeah, that was your favorite as
well. I mean, as far as footage, I think I was like... felt like I had a pretty good year. DC Must Be Nice was a good year for me, too, I think.
Yeah. Jonathan Ricker, have you ever considered slamming a Kook Double Indian Pale Ale, then pawn skimming the English Channel Switch?
Excuse me?
Wow. Well, we got the Double Indian Pale Ale here. We don't have the English channel.
No.
Good and very random question. Jeff Henning, I come from Big Bear, Cali. Shout out to Big Bear. Do you like riding there? I know it doesn't really have any real backcountry, but the park is the best.
I love riding Big Bear.
Yeah. You go up to Big Bear every once in a while, right?
Like, yeah.
Especially in the preseason.
Early season. It's so fun just to jib around and do that stuff. I wish I got to ride it in the springtime more.
Yeah.
When it's like slushy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because usually when I go there, it's icy.
Right.
But yeah.
Jerry Lee Sassaroth, do you have any tips for dropping in first time down a big line?
Maybe like the best advice is to choose your line wisely. Like choose something that you know you can rip and move on from there. I heard that from probably David Benedict, and I think he heard it from Jeremy Jones or something. But I think that's a good... If you go down the line and... You look like it's just always better when you're like ripping it, you're comfortable with it,
right? Rather than picking a gnarlier line that you're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god,
yeah. And you pick your points and
yeah,
just I don't know, keep your speed up. I think that's the main goal.
Because when you do lines and you're going slow, it looks horrible,
and you might get caught on your slough. And
yeah, it looks like when I film a line skateboarding and I'm like, that was sick, and then you look at the footage and you're like,
yeah,
it's horrible.
You definitely want to keep your speed up for sure.
All right, keep your speed up. Peter Anderson, best story you promised never to tell when living with Mikey and Arrow.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever live at the, what was that house?
Eight Mile.
8 Mile house?
I never lived there, but just I hung out at Eight Mile a lot.
Yeah. I heard some weird stuff went down there. Just like peeing in the corner during the parties. Yeah. Like just like...
A lot of peeing bed.
Peeing the bed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Best story.
Did you ever pee the bed?
No.
You've never peed the bed drunk?
Never in my life. I swear. Probably pissed like the floor or something. But
never in the bed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Just curious. See if we can get a little, you know, a little bit out of you on the live air here. Can you tell who peed the bed? No, maybe not throw anybody under the bus. Yeah. Well, everyone knows who lived at the 8 Mile house. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think what happened at 8 Mile stays there.
Jeff Casey Jr., favorite run at Mammoth?
I never know any run names.
Right, yeah. But any kind of general area?
I really liked lapping the park last early season.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that would be it.
Oh, Arrow Niemela! What's your roommate?
Why is he asking me what my worst injury is?
What's your worst injury in snowboarding and skateboarding? That's a good question, Arrow. Thanks for tuning in, buddy.
Worst injury? I don't know. Probably skating when I was pissing blood.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's not the worst, but it was
kind of... That's pretty gnarly.
It was pretty gnarly.
What happened?
I credit carded myself super hard, and I was just pissing blood.
What?
Yeah, I was like, went home, like, it was like a 2-hour drive, and I was taking a piss. I'm like, oh, that's blood. Definitely blood. And it happened. It went on for a little bit, but...
Did you go to the doctor?
I went to the hospital. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's blood.
Yep, that is blood.
And then whatever, they did, like, full scan on me, and then, yep, just, it'll heal up. And that was it.
All right.
But it was kind of sketchy.
Good question. John Antowski. What's up, John? What is the initiation to join the Shanty Boys? And what is the Shanty Boys?
Shanty is a bar.
Oh, yes.
Right down the street from my house.
It's an awesome bar.
I don't think there's any initiation.
No initiation.
I think you just need to get shit-faced with us.
You just need to go out and get blacked out drunk. Asaya Remington. What's your favorite... where is your favorite place to ride in Vermont, if you've ever been there?
I've been to Vermont. I've been to Killington.
Yep.
Very icy.
Yep.
You
went to the right place.
Yeah, I think that would be my favorite place to ride then.
All right.
That's Killington. The only resort that I've ridden.
Gabriel Gielen, I want to see your tattoos. Hey, look at this. Come on, show a couple of your tattoos.
There's a couple.
He's got a bunch of tattoos. I met Ika, he didn't even have any. Look, this is his latest one. This is actually pretty crazy. This is Easy E, and it says Easy Does It. And it's got the Compton logo.
Pretty down with that.
Pretty down with the Eazy-E.
Yeah, Eazy-E is roommate.
Don't you have like a do you have like random ones, like an ice cream cone or a pizza slice or something?
I have some random ones. I have some funny ones.
Can you take your pants off? Is that awkward?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awkward.
Yeah. There's a couple.
What's some of the random ones?
I have like heads or tails. There's a bet that we lost. And then one that says bike or die.
Bike or die?
Mm-hmm. It was me and Mikhail. We rode bikes from Squamish to Vancouver. Took us 6 hours, I think.
And then went and got tattoos.
We were on like shitty like female mountain bikes. And we got tattoos.
All right. Bike or die. John Vance, favorite trick. Jordan Vance, favorite trick.
Favorite trick?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Switch back 180 no grab.
That could be one of them. I think frontside 360s. This feels so cool.
Nice.
I don't know.
That is one of the scariest tricks to me ever. Barry Scott, anywhere in the world you haven't ridden that you would still like to go?
I would Alaska, obviously. Like the main part of Alaska, I would really love to go.
Have you not been there yet?
Mm-mm. I've been to like border Alaska, but it's not the same.
Right.
Like I would love to go to do a shit my pants, go heli.
yeah, absolutely. What is it like, you know, coming from Finland and being this young kid who's more into park and rails, and then showing up to Whistler, which is the epic mecca epicenter for backcountry riding, and now you're at the level, at the point to where you're, you know, one of the main kind of locals there, in a sense. Like, you're in the backcountry, you know the backcountry there probably better than most people.
Debatable.
Debatable. Yeah, but, you know, I mean,
yeah.
What is that, how does that feel?
It feels pretty cool. It's trippy.
Yeah.
But I don't remember, right, like, how riding was in Finland anymore. It's like,
yeah.
That's just, like, what it is now.
Yep.
It's like, I rode so many years there, so.
Yeah.
It feels pretty normal, but if you, like, when you put it that way, obviously it feels crazy.
Right, yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're watching Eddie's Wall here with Ika Backstrom. Thank you so much for writing in your questions. We really appreciate that. It makes this a lot more fun. Jake Williams, how do you feel about the state of shredding these days?
Oh, here we go. there's good and bad parts about it. I think there's some really cool young kids coming up, and there's a lot of this, like, it's turning into a sport, you know?
Yep.
Which is what it was not when I started, but
happy hour.
Clearly
was not a sport.
But what can you do about it? I mean, it's growing into a big sport.
Yep.
But I mean, as long as people still understand where it came from and try to like kind of, I mean, I think it's kind of going back in the good zone again.
Yeah.
A little bit, but
yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
whatever. I wish people rode more backcountry, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's snowboarding.
Yeah.
And it's best element, I think.
Yeah. Tom John Hogg Leonard Sowitz. You've got my name down so good, Eddie. Ha ha ha. I'm guessing. I'm picking up the sarcasm. Eddie Spang, what is something that you are bad at?
A lot of things I'm really bad at, and I hate doing them.
For example?
Pretty bad at golf. Backstroke, I'm decent,
yeah.
I guess. Really bad at swimming. Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah.
But you surf a lot.
Yeah.
But you have the board, I suppose.
Yeah. It's like a pontoon. Dude, I'm always holding on to that thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Yeah, I think I would be pretty bad at swimming. I need to work on that.
Okay.
I've tried for 31 years.
Bill Cadell, do you actually enjoy hitting urban setups these days? Or do you hit? I know, like, when you guys are...
Like, in the park, yeah, I'll hit them. For
right.
Sure. And I would love to, like, go on some of those rail trips that are kind of urban, not so much, like, 30 handrails.
But more just weird creative urban stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm super into that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Charles, Max, Moore, Ika, you riding Park City this year?
This year?
Are you going to ride Park City at all?
Depends.
Just depends if you make your way out to Utah.
Yeah.
Okay. Alexei Semenov. I love these names are awesome. It's like it's never just like Joe Smith. It's just crazy names. When did you start snowboarding, and when did you land your first trick that you considered was kind of a breakthrough skill-wise? Started riding when you were like 13.
Yeah. What was my...
Like a good trick, like maybe you learned back in the day when you were riding at Talma or one of those
resorts.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Where you were like, oh, that was like,
I think
sick.
The backside rodeo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When that came up.
Okay.
And then I think I did a switch right away, too.
Yeah.
So I think that felt like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Yo, back rodeo is a pretty...
Back
Because that's full commitment. You're just like throwing backwards and then... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jerry Lee Sasseroth, craziest prank you've ever pulled?
Tough one. I'm not very good at pranks.
No?
No.
Okay.
But I'm sure I have something.
We have a few more questions and then like one or two more points I want to touch on. But Kyle Morris, what's your opinion on riding South America? Have you ever ridden in Chile? If so, best place to go and why?
Yeah, I've ridden in Chile and I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Valle Nevado or...
Yeah, I love riding there, but I love going down to Chillán.
Mm-hmm.
That's like south of Santiago. Like
and did you ride resorts there, or did you?
Yeah, the Chillán is a resort.
Okay.
What is it? Something Chillán.
Okay.
Termas, the Chillán. That resort is super fun because it's like little. Valle Nevado is a little open and like.
Yeah.
A lot of like rocks and stuff, but that. Resort kind of has like the smaller resort feel, and I love riding there. It's super cool.
Cool. Nick Olson. Best story from the Mountain Lab from both of you.
With Nick and myself?
Yeah.
I'll
tell you
there's
mine.
So many.
Well,
yeah,
I think one cool thing is they had a big party there during Sundance, and we met MySpace Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? But the funniest thing is that this was before I even had a MySpace. So I met him and he's like, hi, I'm Tom. And everyone was freaking out. And I'm like, I've never met this dude. And they're like, he has like a million followers on MySpace. And
I was like, human pyramid with him.
Yeah. And then we did a human pyramid with MySpace Tom.
That's
and
pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty insane.
But all the times with Nick, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Good times up there. Johan Palmquist, still or Husqvarna?
Husqvarna.
Husqvarna.
Obviously.
Let's see. Sean Pettit. And do you like Chick-fil-A?
Oh, we went to Chick-fil-A yesterday. My friend Oliver really wanted me to try the Chick-fil-A.
Nice. Sean Pettit's like, pick up some beer on the way home today.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. A little different.
Let's see here. Wait. Oh, Aleski Semenov. Thank you, Eddie. I like my name too, but damn, my video lagged when you guys answered, and I only heard switch when it was going again. Guys, what was the trick and what age? Oh, so Ika was about 13 or 14, and then the breakthrough trick was
backside rodeo,
and then he learned switch backside rodeo same day. Boom. Cohen Steiner, what are you looking forward to most this winter? Do you have a project you're working on this coming winter yet?
I don't really know. I have a little bit of an idea what I want to do, but I think, yeah, what I'm looking forward to is hopefully Japan happens early on, so I can go to Japan and ride powder.
Yep.
And, just looking forward to riding powder. And hopefully do some, maybe throw in like a little urban trip in there.
Don't call it a comeback. Kyle Martin. Hey, Kyle Martin. What's up, Kyle? I heard you ran into some jellyfish in Cabo. Do tell.
Oh, my God. There's so many jellyfish in the water that day, and I hadn't gotten stung all day. And people just kept getting something, just yelling in the water. I'm like, holy shit, I'm getting so lucky here. I was sitting there with Curtis in the lineup, and my arm was in the water, and all of a sudden, I started feeling this, like, burn on my wrist. And I looked, I'm like, jellyfish. And I flopped my arm up. The whole jellyfish flopped and hit me in the face.
The tentacles?
Everything.
Or just everything?
I don't know what hit, but it burned like, motherfucker. Just boom, right in the face. I look at Curtis, and the thing is still hanging off my wrist. I'm like, Curtis is like, I can't do anything. And I'm like, ah. Somehow wrap it off my wrist. And this dude's in the lineup. He's like, it's going to start burning a lot worse. I'm like, no shit, dude. I'm like, can't see. I start paddling in. I get one wrapped around my leg again. It was nightmare. I went to the beach. I couldn't, for like an hour, I couldn't, and I knew the piss thing. So
yeah,
I was ready. Everyone was surfing. So I was ready for anyone to piss on my face. It hurt so bad. I couldn't open my eyes. So I pissed behind this truck. I pissed on my hand, and I was just splashing no. piss all over my face, like anything. But that doesn't work. It's only the heat of the piss.
Oh.
It's only the heat.
It would have been works. So much better, though, if you laid down and peed. Like,
just peed. I would have done anything. it hurt so bad. And for the rest of the night, oh, then it's just
so you're just peeing in your hand. And
oh, yeah. Well, it hurt so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
When this girl brought me this, like, liquid that I put in and instantly started, like, kind of helping. But I had, like, gnarliest headache the whole night. It sucked.
Wow.
I don't wish that upon anyone.
All right. Great question, Kyle. Andy Walker, bring back the Donkey Pro. I like that board.
I would love to. That's one of my favorite pro models. Or my favorite pro model, for sure. Thank you.
And Evan Ricker, last but not least, Ika, you're a savage.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Evan. I fully agree with you. Before we go, I think we touched on pretty much everything, but you just filmed this year a part with the Wildcats. Wildcats yep. Never Die is the name of it.
Yep.
And that is going to be coming out this September or this...
October.
October 5th.
Early October.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's coming out October 5th. Is the world premiere, and then after that it'll be mm-hmm. rolling out. I think we're gonna have more dates and more teasers on transworld.com. Yeah. If you want to get notifications about when these live feeds come, just click this little button up over here to the right of Ika's head. Click yes. Get notifications, and I think that's it. Any last words for our guests out there?
Stay in school.
Stay in school. Take it from Ika, because he dropped out, and look at him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have you sign the wall and throw me the marker. Oh, my gosh, we hit the boom cam. Shake that up, and please put your hands together for Ika Backstrom.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude. Thank you very much. Please sign the wall.